Today we continue our Go And series with a message titled Go and Remember His Faithfulness. In a world of shifting sands and fleeting promises, we anchor ourselves in the unchanging nature of our God. As Hebrews 13 verse 8 declares, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today and forever. God's unchanging nature. Malachi chapter 3 verse 6. I am the Lord and I do not change. That is why you descendants of Jacob are not already destroyed. Malachi speaks to people who have turned away from God, yet affirms his unchanging nature. The Hebrew term that's translated as do not change emphasizes God's immutability. James chapter 1 verse 17 and Numbers chapter 23 verse 19 offer us powerful affirmations of God's unwavering consistency and trustworthiness. James chapter 1 verse 17. Whatever is good and perfect is a gift coming down to us from God our Father, who created all the lights in the heavens. He never changes or casts a shifting shadow. This verse reminds us that our God is not like the changing patterns of the sky or the fleeting moments of life. The Greek phrase that's translated here means with whom there is no variation. In other words, God doesn't flicker or fade like the stars. He is steady and sure. Every good thing in your life, every blessing, every provision, every breath is a gift from the same faithful Father who never changes his mind about loving you. Now contrast that with a strong declaration in Numbers chapter 23 verse 19. God is not a man, so he does not lie. He is not human, so he does not change his mind. God is not like a man that he should lie. His word is not like ours, frail and prone to fall. His promises are not like empty vows made in a moment of emotion. God's faithfulness is grounded in his very character, unchanging, eternal, and perfect. As Charles Stanley once said, our Heavenly Father never differs from himself. That means that what he has promised you in the light, he will not retract in the dark. So friends, when we remember his faithfulness, we're not reflecting on wishful thinking or nostalgic moments. We're anchoring our faith in a God who is immovable, constant. He is the God who never shifts, never lies, and never fails. He is the God who can be trusted completely, yesterday, today, and forever. In our unchanging lives, we find stability in God's unchanging character. When circumstances shift, his promises remain steadfast. John Piper once said, "The key that unlocks the treasure chest of God's peace is faith in the promises of God." This isn't just poetic, it's profoundly practical. Piper reminds us that peace, true, lasting, soul-settling peace, doesn't come from circumstances, doesn't come from control, and certainly doesn't come from comfort. It comes from confidence, confidence in the faithfulness of God. In the context of today's message, Go and Remember His Faithfulness, this quote sits at the heart of what we've been exploring. The promises of God are not flimsy words written in ancient ink. They're divine guarantees, backed by the unchanging character of our faithful God. When life rattles us, when anxiety swells, when trials press in, faith in God's promises becomes the key that unlocks the peace that surpasses all understanding. Why? Because God's promises are secured in Christ, the one who never fails. Philippians chapter 4 verse 7. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. And let me say this as clearly as I can. If you've placed your faith in Jesus, you are holding that key in your hand. Use it, trust him, rest in him, walk forward, not in fear, but in the peace that comes from a faithful God who keeps every single one of his promises. Indeed, our peace is anchored not in our circumstances, but in the unchanging promises of our faithful God. God's faithfulness through the ages. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 and 23. The faithful love of the Lord never ends, his mercies never cease. Great is his faithfulness, his mercies begin afresh each morning. Jeremiah laments the destruction of Jerusalem, yet he finds hope in God's unwavering mercy. The Hebrew word translated faithfulness denotes a firmness and a fidelity. Let's briefly reflect on Psalm 100 verse 5 and Psalm 105 verse 8. Psalm 100 verse 5. For the Lord is good, his unfailing love continues forever, and his faithfulness continues to each generation. This is a shout of praise, an anthem of enduring truth. The Hebrew word translated as faithfulness means steadfastness, reliability, trustworthiness. When the psalmist says that God's faithfulness continues to each generation, he is declaring that no matter how times change, no matter how generations rise and fall, God does not change. He remains faithful. His goodness is not situational. It's a constant characteristic of his divine nature. We must remember this. The same God who was faithful to Abraham, Moses, David, the apostles, he is still faithful to you and me today. His love didn't run out in the Old Testament, and his mercy didn't dry up at Calvary. It was poured out there. Psalm 105 verse 8. He always stands by his covenant, the commitment he made to 1,000 generations. Here the psalmist grounds our confidence not in our performance, but in God's covenantal promises. The phrase 1,000 generations is not a limit. It's a poetic way of saying that God's commitment is eternal. The Hebrew word for covenant is berith. It's a binding agreement that God initiated, upheld not by our goodness, but by his unchanging character. In Jesus Christ, we see the ultimate fulfillment of that covenant. He is the yes and amen of every promise. We don't worship a forgetful God. We worship the God who remembers. So let me encourage you, dear friends, go and remember his faithfulness, not just in the stories of the Bible, but in your own life, your own journey. Look back, you'll see his hand. Look ahead, and you'll find his promise. Reflect on your life. Recognize the threads of God's faithfulness woven through every season. His mercies are new each morning, offering fresh grace for each day. Tim Keller noted, if Jesus Christ didn't abandon you in his darkness, the ultimate darkness, why would he abandon you now in yours? Let that quote from Tim Keller sink deep into your soul. Even in our darkest moments, we can trust in the unwavering presence and the faithfulness of our Saviour. Think about that night on the cross. The sky darkened, the earth shook, and the sin of the world was laid upon our Saviour. In that moment, Jesus bore the full weight of God's wrath, not because he had sinned, but because we had. He experienced the ultimate darkness, forsakenness, pain, judgment. He faced all of that so that you and I would never have to face it alone. That is faithfulness beyond measure. So when we walk through valleys, when life is hard, when we feel unseen or unheard, let's remember the one who walked through the shadow of death for us is still with us. He has not changed. He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. If the cross proves anything, it proves that our God is faithful even to death and beyond it. Hold on, dear friends, to the one who held on for you. The darkness cannot overcome the light that is in Christ. God's promises fulfilled in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. For all God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ, with a resounding yes, and through Christ our amen ascends to God for his glory. The Apostle Paul emphasizes that Jesus is the fulfillment of all God's promises. The Greek term amen signifies agreement and affirmation. It highlights our response to God's fulfilled promises in Christ. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. This verse is a verse that thunders with reassurance. In the context of Israel's trials, God promises not only his presence, but his power. The Hebrew phrase for I will uphold you carries the sense of steadying, of grasping tightly so that you don't fall. That's not just poetic, it's personal. When fear grips us, when discouragement weighs us down, God says, I'm your God, not a distant deity, not a silent observer, but your personal, covenant-keeping, faithful God. And that same God promises to uphold you with his victorious right hand, a reference to his strength and salvation, ultimately fulfilled in Jesus Christ, who now reigns at the right hand of the Father. Romans 8:32, since he did not spare even his own son, but gave him up for us all, won't he also give us everything else? Friends, let this truth resound in your soul. If God did not withhold his most precious treasure, his own son, what good thing would he possibly withhold from those who trust him? Paul is arguing from the greater to the lesser. If God has already given us the greatest gift, Jesus Christ, then surely we can trust him to meet every other need that comes in our lives. This is the heartbeat of God's faithfulness. At the cross, the full price of mercy was paid. And now, through the resurrection, every promise of God is yes and amen. As Tim Keller once said, if Jesus didn't abandon you in his darkness, the ultimate darkness, he won't abandon you in yours. Amen to that. The cross is proof that God's faithfulness doesn't falter, and the empty tomb is proof that his promises don't fail. Those verses, they remind us that God's faithfulness is not theoretical. It's blood bought, spirit sealed, and eternally guaranteed in Christ. So go, remember his faithfulness, not just in the past, but in every breath you take today. In Christ, every promise of God finds its fulfillment. Our response must be to live in the assurance and hope that comes from his completed and finished work. As John Piper reflects, if God has done the hardest thing for us, sacrifice his most precious son, then the 1,000 acts of help that we need in life and death are easy for him to do. God's ultimate act of love in Christ assures us that he will continue to provide and care for us in every need. Imagine a lighthouse standing firm against raging storms. Ships navigate safely, not because the sea is calm, but because the lighthouse remains steadfast. In the same way, God's unchanging nature guides us through life's tempests. The gospel, God's ultimate faithfulness. God's faithfulness culminates in the gospel, the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Through Christ, we're offered forgiveness, redemption, and eternal life. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. If there is ever a verse that encapsulates the faithful, covenant-keeping heart of God, it's this one. While we were still in rebellion, when we had nothing to offer but brokenness and sin, God demonstrated his love in the most tangible, costly way possible, by sending his perfect son to die in our place. The Greek word translated showed or demonstrated means to place together or to prove by action. God's love isn't abstract, it's active, historic, and sacrificial. The cross of Christ is the eternal monument to the unwavering faithfulness of God. This is not a love that waited for us to get our act together. This is not a love that reacts to our goodness. This is love that moves first. Love that initiates. Love that sacrifices. Love that saves. And this, dear friends, is why we can trust him. The one who gave his son while we were still sinners will never break his promises to us. He has been faithful. He is faithful. And he will be faithful forevermore. If you've not yet placed your trust in Jesus, today is the day of salvation. Repent, turn from your sins, and believe in the faithful promises of God fulfilled in Christ. A call to action. Reflect. Daily recall God's faithfulness in your life. Rejoice. Celebrate his unchanging nature and fulfilled promises. Respond. Live out your faith, sharing the hope that you have in Christ with others. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May you go, remembering his faithfulness, living in his promises, and proclaiming his gospel. May this message encourage you to trust in the steadfast love and faithfulness of our unchanging God.